interested in like that.
Yeah, I dig this set.
What's this? Oh, this stereo set.
Yeah.
You build it up yourself?
Buy components like that. Was overseas little one.
Oh.
Oh, you get them cheap over there, about half a price, I think. Well, they all, let me see. When I was down the Marshall Islands, I bought the speakers, all different. This from Tachikawa here.
They're so huge.
Big, four, yeah?
Oh, you got them taped?
Yeah, studying
already. Yeah, any kind. We don't want you to make a speech for us.
What?
Yeah, any kind.
No, me, I no can talk anyway.
You're born around here?
I was born in Hilo.
Oh.
Wainaku.
Oh, yeah.
You know where is that at?
Wainaku, by the mill place.
A camp too.
Oh.
I don't know, numbers find us.
Yeah, I know Wainaku.
Darakai came over here, 50, well, small kid at 53, I think, or something.
Oh.
Like that. 53, 54. Still in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah. How long you first live in Hilo?
Well, my father folks all their life until they moved here in 54. Well, my mother was born in Kona though.
Oh.
And I don't know, the Rakai.
You like over here, Kona?
Well, I don't remember too much of Hilo, you know.
Yeah.
I was still at small in kindergarten that time, so.
Yeah.
Oh, as you put farm around here?
Yeah, 5 acres. But we only take care around the house right now.
Oh,
hard work.
Well, I don't know, I came here back in January, so.
Oh.
I don't know, probably go back in January.
Go back where?
Marshall?
No. Oh, long time was Marshall Island. It was in 69, yeah, there was. Then I came back to Honolulu. Then, let me see. Last year, 71, I was in Samoa, working over there.
Travel, man. What did it in Samoa like that?
I like the Marshall Island.
We work in the missile base there.
Oh,
they got civilian workers there.
Oh.
Work for Kentron.
Somewhat. I was thinking, that's small
there
over there.
Oh, like us, we still on remote island, that's why.
Oh, they're plenty of islands.
Yeah. No, military, Air Force take care of that.
Oh, yeah.
About 300 miles from Pengo Pengo.
Mm. Plenty of people.
Well, on that island, we used to work on there about 300, I think. 200 civilians. And 100 Samoans.
Oh, boy. Not too good, that whole place, I think.
Well, this is had about over 200,000 people.
Oh, yeah,
in,
one time.
No, in Darakainga. Was that Western Samoa, I think.
Me too, American and
yeah,
Western,
American
huh?
And Western.
Oh, I don't know
the difference. Me too, I don't know. I just
one is British and one is American.
Yeah, the Western Samoa is British.
You travel around and see the island better?
Only to Pengo Pengo. I was there for a dental appointment. No more dentists on the island.
Oh.
So we gotta travel there if go doctor like that.
To Pengo Pengo?
Yeah. About, only about, what, two and a half hour flight like that.
Oh, by plane then? Not by plane?
Yeah, military flight.
Oh,
that's a van.
Canoe maybe, yeah?
Oh, wow. What you guys do, you know, like, work like that, but after that, what kind of recreation
get?
It's so small.
Well, right there, I mean, only bachelors right over there, you know. So, you gotta create most of your activities. Like, well, I cannot go in the water too, there, I get too much sharks.
Oh, yeah.
So, they dredge out the small place where it's just like a swimming pool, like that. But, cannot stay long there. I stayed 6 months like that then.
No more nothing to do.
Yeah, after it. Like in Marshall Island wasn't too bad, you know. Over there is just like over here.
Oh.
There are plenty of local people at it, so not too bad.
Do you think Marshall Island get pigeon tour? The way people
New
talk?
New Guinea.
Oh, New Guinea. Oh, well, okay. What about Marshall Island? How they talk over there?
Well, I don't know the...
Language.
Huh?
They have their own language.
Yeah, Marshallese language. Mm. A lot of them over there, they can talk good Japanese, though.
Yeah, that's right. Was, Micronesia, that
yeah,
area.
Yeah, because the Rakhine Japanese was there during World War II.
That's right.
So...
Plenty Micronesia.
It's like plenty the Rakhine, too. You know, half Japanese, half Marshallese, like that. Yeah.
Marshallese is what? Polynesian language?
Oh. No, that's Micronesian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how to the Rakhine, no?
Yeah.
How to say what kind of?
Yeah.
I guess so. They get only one of a kind, the kind of language.
Yeah.
Cannot
yeah.
compare with anybody.
Yeah. That's why plenty, you look kind students don't at the university, the Micronesian, they speak Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of them. Or they get Japanese name, you know?
Yeah, they get a kind of name, Hideo and Sadao and something
yeah.
like that. But the last name, yeah, you know, different, like.
Yeah, that's right.
Hideo, Jeep K, something like that. Yeah.
Weird, no? Yeah. I don't know much. Me too, I don't know. What other islands get over there?
So I get the... Where we was is on atoll, or reef islands join, and in the middle, just like they call them on lagoon, like you know, because hardly get any waves like that.
Oh yeah.
When you stay on the inside of the island, but you go on the ocean side of the island, that you get some big waves like that.
Oh
you
know. Boy.
Then after that, you get. Well, I don't know outside the island too much. I just travel in the atoll.
Yeah.
About. From where we was to the farthest island on the atoll was about, I'd say about 60 miles, I think.
Oh,
well, all small kind of islands. Some of the islands just as big as this room, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you stick out there?
It's all, you know, reef, all joined up. So on high tide, you
come
see
on.
Only one coconut tree like that. When low tide come, all the rakhine,
yeah.
The reefs are kind of big, look, you know.
Oh, but there's not too much vegetation that they cover like
that. Oh, coral, yeah. Coral like and sand.
Yeah,
hardly any limu too, yeah. That's why the fish not too own, right?
Oh,
yeah.
People eat the fish down there.
Yeah, we eat like reef fish like that, where it doesn't travel too much.
Yeah.
We eat the kind. But ulua like that, you know, ulua.
Yeah.
That thing travel, eh? So. Oh. They used to test it around there before, so radiation, so we know
yeah,
eat the
yeah.
ulua.
Yeah, you can eat the kind of fish.
I seen a couple of guys, you know, some guys, they Filipino guys from over here, they like fish, yeah?
They go eat on.
They go eat on, they get all, they get paralyzed, like.
Oh.
The guy said just like, you know, needle poking him.
Yeah, the kind of radiation, you know, can eat that.
That's why the Rakhine, the reef, like manini like that, good. But not to ono because living in Hawaii, no more the limu, like Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
more ono, the limu. Oh, there the fish, oh. You put them in the frying pan, the bag all wap,
eh? Oh, yeah.
Most of them. No more limu, it's like.
Oh, big difference, no?
Yeah.
Oh, I never know. So what the fish feed on?
Get limu like that, but not as plentiful and different, yeah? Like over here, get plenty of kind, green kind limu, brown kind.
Yeah.
Over there kind, just like tough kind, short kind, maybe half an inch kind, tough kind.
Oh.
So the fish, not too fat around there.
Yeah. Once they eat that short one, it's power already. No more nothing.
So that kind. It was good fun though.
Ooh.
I
love
the
river.
Yeah?
6 months over there.
No, over there, the Rakhine. I was down with plenty Hilo guys over there. Oh, plenty.
Marshall Islands.
Yeah. The hunting from all the islands, you know, Hilo hunting. They're the most well represented.
I wonder how come they go down Marshall Island.
They say the Rakhine. They let me fast money like that.
Tax fee or something?
After a year and a half. So if you stay 6 months, most people that are kind, you know, they gotta get adjusted like that, but
yeah,
if you stay 6 months, that's too easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of people friendly over there.
Oh, yeah. Good people over there.
Oh, good. Hard to leave the same place, huh?
And the climate is like here?
No, over there, the Rakhine. The weather, the Rakhine, like now, it's really hot over there. From about February, March. It's when just like monsoon season kind.
Oh, yeah.
Rain every day.
So like over here now.
Now, you know, we don't know if we can go back here.
Well, yeah. I can go through this way.
They were saying that Pahala Bridge was flooded as well, so I don't know. Maybe if they clear it, I
hope
check
not
out, oh dear. No more nobody, oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
My brother and sister guys, they not come back.
Oh.
They like call my mother, guys, go Honolulu, like that, leave.
Your brother and sister from Honolulu stay.
Yeah.
I but guess it's hard, so
we're
just
staying
here for a long time.
They go over there, no more nothing to do too.
Yeah, you know, you cannot have big yard like that.
They can go fishing like that in this
year.
Yeah,
I noticed the pole outside.
Over there, no can.
Get good fishing around here.
Yeah, if the ocean, the Rakhine stay good, no?
Far, no?
Not too far, this. This is only about, from here to the ocean, only about 2.5 miles.
Oh, not too bad,
not too bad.
When I was small kid, I used to go to school, you know, down there. Napopo school. The thing with the green roof over there.
Yeah.
It take me about 10 minutes to walk through the coffee lane.
Oh, man. Nowadays, you know, I don't walk.
What's walking? Even for us, you leave the cover there and walk off your eye.
Yes. You guys, boys, get plenty houses, you know, Mauka.
Yeah.
What kind of car you folks get?
One Duster.
Duster.
No,
you gotta get Jeep over here.
That's right.
You guys go take the kind, even the kind guys, they can't take survey like that. They can't car, they gotta walk like that.
Yeah, we see all the house on top of the hill, down in the valley.
And once you
over here kind of good, but you go some places, the neighbors maybe about quarter mile away. Right? Gotta walk like hell.
Yeah.
Right?
I got plenty of people.
Why you not go up this guy house right up there?
Which
one? A real Hawaiian, the guys up there.
Yeah, we try to get different kind of people.
Yeah.
Like we have plenty Hawaiian. Mm. Oh, Portuguese.
Portuguese, Kona, the Portuguese, they stay Hololoa side. That above Kailua. Oh, there, from before time, Portuguese all over there. Puerto Rican.
We gotta get South Kona.
Oh, get different people the other side.
You know, for this kind of survey stuff, we only have one small section in Hilo. Then we gotta get so many from Puna, some area.
It's like census, you know the kind?
Yeah.
They give one block, census area, and gotta stick to that area.
How far your area go? I mean, how many miles?
I don't know.
What is South Kona? How many miles South Kona?
South Kona is... I don't know, you gotta go, I don't know where they can see the South Kona. But Captain Cook down this way maybe, or not Kalekukua. I think from about Kainaliu side, I think is the boundary.
Then we safe?
From
Kainaliu. Because people in Kalekukua, they still consider themselves South Kona.
We saved them.
We weren't sure, so we said, but yeah, never mind.
Because
Kona's some big.
Yeah, wide area.
Yeah.
Up here, down the beach.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go down here now.
Who you folks they talk to?
I'm going to talk to this guy, his last name is Grace, Anton Grace.
Yeah, I think I know him.
He carved canoe down here now.
Then this City of Refuge.
Yeah, City of Refuge, then this guy. His last name is Leslie.
What is his name?
Not Gordon. Something like that.
Gordon.
Something like that because he's the
kind
one
of fat guy.
Yeah, he runs the boat, on fishing boat.
Yeah. Over here, right down here, you can see the village over there.
Yeah.
all Grace, Gaspar, and Leslie live there.
Oh,
they're all fishermen, Napopo.
All related.
Yeah.
That's our family. Man, yeah.
Okona kind of far apart, but mostly you know everybody.
That's right, that's right. Oh, at least in one area, everybody knows.
Mm.
Yeah, but get plenty of people. What most people, most are nationality over here?
Over here is the Rakhine. Filipinos and Japanese.
Oh.
They're all the farmers. Before time, I probably until about 6-7 years ago, most all of the majority of the farmers was Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Then the price starting going down. So most of the Japanese now, they sell the land. And most of the Filipinos buy the land up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And all of the Japanese, they move down now. Subdivisions like that.
Mm.
So I don't know. I think now get more Filipino farmers, you know, in Japanese.
Oh,
before that was about even. Eh?
Yeah, but around this area, yeah, the majority is the Rakhine, Filipinos and Japanese. Maybe you see the Hawaiians, they live down the beach like that.
That's right, plenty of them down
there.
We like to go Miloli one time.
Ah,
yeah,
we used to go fishing there all the time.
The kind of four wheel drive.
No. Now paved road again.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can make them.
Oh, yeah.
Good,
you go down there, the Rakhine.
We can make them going down, but I don't know going up.
Yeah.
Nah, the Rakhine. The Datsun, I take them a couple of times, go down there.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy to go down. How long do we pave the road?
I don't know, I was away when I came back on Spain. I was away for about 6 years.
Long time.
So when I came back, that's the only improvement on the old.
How many people get down there?
I don't know, maybe get about 50 to 50, 75, somewhere around there.
Pretty plenty,
yeah.
That's only about 10.
Nah, get more houses than that.
You see, but yeah.
Long time I never go Miloli.
Yeah, they get kind of much, especially on weekends. All of the relatives go down there.
Oh yeah, so plenty people.
They go down there. They get parties like that on weekends.
Oh, man. So about 75 people. That's good.
Hmm.
And what kind of nationality like that? It all mixed
Filipino
up.
And Hawaiians mostly.
Not
all fishermen.
Yeah, all our fishermen down there.
Yeah. I heard the fish is real good down over here. You know, like the opelu.
Yeah.
They sell
like
real
opelu.
Good, but you know, people over here, like, I think they sell $15 for one ka'au, and that's 40, yeah?
Yeah.
People over here, they don't like buy because it's too much, but people in Honolulu, man, they pay $25 or $1.
Yeah, now about the small kind about $12 and thing.
Oh.
And medium size they go up to
$13,
$14 like that.
I heard you plenty of fish though.
Almost power already, opelu season.
Season.
Yeah.
All year round.
Nah. The opelu season start about September like that. This year started late about October.
How come rain and the weather really changing, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, come real cold now.
Yeah, this year, starting of the year, had drought over here.
That's what I heard.
Then it rained during the summer, little while on it.
Oh.
Then just before this week, over here was all dry too.
Oh yeah, and then flood now.
Yeah, but the rain not too heavy, only drizzle, kind.
Over here?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Oh.
It's last night was raining, the Rakhine, you know. Maybe every hour, but only rain about 15 minutes like that.
Oh.
Good for the coffee trees, though, farmers like that, you know.
In Hilo, man, you're lucky.
Yeah, I was reading in the newspaper.
Yeah, you're lucky if your car can stay on the road.
Get coming over once. When we were coming, it was morning time, just like it was night time.
Yeah.
Dark leg, girl.
Dark.
And the rain come like this.
And then around the horseshoe turn.
I was praying the thing when it comes like
now. Oh, you can see all the rubbish on top of the road and on top of the side.
And the water crossed the road, just like, you know, river or something.
And had one 5-car accident, you know, we went past them.
Oh, you folks came that way then, eh?
Yeah.
Hamakua side.
Short air for us.
Man, we saw the accident, but Never looked too bad, yeah. On the back car. The last car was all smashed, the front.
But the road was wet this time.
Yeah.
It was raining hard.
And probably the five cars was following close together, you know.
Yeah.
So one person would stop and pile up all the rest.
And after that, just before corner, I had another one. You know how the road go like that?
Mm.
That one part.
Mm.
And then get a lot of deep areas on the side.
Yeah, yeah. It's past why me coming toward this side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dozen or something, right? I went whole.
Yeah.
Beyond the side. Yeah. The car was full, you know. It was real packed. That's why it was going to be hard, I forget about. The thing was right off the road, into a like on puka. You know, on the side of the... Man, I don't know how he did that, except... I had one turn, you know, maybe you gotta come, you know, further down, maybe came like this, and then he never quite get on this side, huh? Or he would make too fast one turn, and he would go like this. Oh, man, crazy. Skip people, they know raining hard, huh? No, they take off.
But the tourist was.
I think so.
Yeah, it must be. Gotta be howling to do that kind of stuff. You
know? Man, so over here, not too much rain.
No rain.
Oh, good.
The Rakai, you know, I get one farm up there, so they plant beans out there.
Yeah.
And the thing, I don't know, I wanted to do that from long time, eh. I tried going to truck farming like that. But only for 1 year, though, you know. Only experience. Kind.
Yeah.
My father truck farming in Pahoa.
Yeah. Oh, we was in Pahoa. We can go look at Anturiums down there. Tyra's place.
Yeah.
Tyra and Kawazoe. Because the guy has the partner with the Rakai as his uncle, I think.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Plenty of farmers too.
Oh, wealthy people over there, Pahoa. I know, like leave that kind of place.
Oh, what?
Enough this stuff.
No,
the longer you talk better, you know, for us.
Why?
Because the more we get, the more, you know, information like.
Yeah, but the Rakai only for one guy, not too good. Eh?
No, it's how? About 1 hour?
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. In 1 hour, you guys like juice or something?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
We
beer.
Just eat and come.
Beer.
Yeah, we just had breakfast.
Can you pass the estuary?
Oh, sure. Oh, good, I'll join you.
Girl.
Man.
Yeah, Pahoa, man, I see around there. I don't see poor people over there.
You never look on the inside.
Or just on the roadside.
Yes. You plenty of fire workers.
The houses you they're the kind of richer people.
Nah.
Because they get
they
big
look
farm.
Like.
They get big farms.
I think you get about 2 acres, eh, I think.
More.
Which
more.
One? Tyra.
Tyra.
I get another one.
Oh,
Kuahara. They get 1 4-acre one.
That's the house, the big one, the real nice one.
Which side?
The right-hand side. The one I was telling you about.
Oh, no, that's different.
What's your name?
Formerly Ota.
Ota. Oh, I never know. First time I hear from Pahoa get Ota.
The only one.
Oti, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, Kona loaded, eh?
Yeah.
Ota. As relatives.
You know.
You go down Hololoa side. That's all you hear, man. Otas.
Oh, that's
and
a good name.
Kawahara's and Fukumitsu's.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Kawahara.
Mm.
The kind of Sam Kawahara and the councilman one.
As the brothers.
The brother.
Oh, brothers.
Oh, yeah, Bill Kawahara.
Mm.
Yeah. The brother working
with
my father.
Yeah, Ota. Ooh, loaded, but they all one place. Eh?
Yeah!
They get their own kuleana over there, all the brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're all wealthy people, too.
Oh, you better go claim relatives.
Like us guys, we came from Hilo to Kona. When we came over here, we started just like first generation farmers, kind of Fara guys.
Yeah.
They're all poor people.
Just like us, man.
But you see these third generation farmers, like second generation, around. Over here, real deceiving, you know, the farmers, you know, the looks.
Yeah.
All old houses.
Yeah, yeah.
But they all the richest people in Kona.
Oh, yeah.
You go from, you know, get one turn about 1/4 mile from my house, from that side. they was all the what it, they all in the 100,000s.
Ah, man.
They all rich people, let's say.
They were showing them, don't
they? Yeah, they all live inside this kind of house like that.
Oh.
It's like people come house, they say, oh, you folks rich, but how can you guys get junk house?
That's how they stay
rich. Yeah, that's how they stay rich. But us guys, we're not poor, but you know, that kind of, we're not rich either.
Yeah, but at least you make them.
Mm.
Ah, Corey.
Yeah. Let's go look outside, Corey.
Yeah, plenty.
Watch your steps there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not too much coffee now, eh?
The coffee price so low now, it's not worth it, you know, to take care. Before then, they used to pamper the trees around
That's
there.
That's right, without tourists, eh?
Throw fertilizers about 3 times a year. Mm. Prune the tree maybe about 3 times a year.
You gotta go pick by hand, though, eh?
Yeah.
That's hard work.
You see the fingers come all like this.
Oh.
The acid.
Yeah.
You gotta wear gloves, though, eh?
I seen only one lady in corner wear gloves and pick coffee. Yeah.
Oh, hard, more hard, eh, for gloves. Yeah.
You need the feeling because a lot of them get all leaves like that, and most time you pick just by feel, you know, stay under. So you get gloves or you cannot feel.
Yes, right. Oh man, it's hard work though, eh?
Yeah, coffee, actually, that a kind boy, you know. Back in 1950s, like that, the price was higher than coffee now, and the cost of living so low that time.
Yeah, that's right.
So now, nobody like coffee farmers. That's why they throw away the land like that. Before that, you know, see grass in coffee lands.
Yeah.
All the hard
coals.
That's
right, huh?
Yeah. Nice.
Before, it used to be all clear.
Mm.
Well, they cannot grow papaya over here.
They grow some, no, but I guess no come out as good as Puna kind,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I think so.
Not as sweet. We used to get relatives in Kapoho before the lava flow. We used to go down there. Matsumoto.
Yeah.
By the store.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the Rakai. My uncle food.
Once had papaya and then they had disease in Kona area.
Mm.
That's right.
Mosaic or something, eh?
Yeah, Mosaic.
And so
Mosaic attack papayas too. Oh, mildew, just like mildew kind, yeah, come all white outside.
I don't know. I know when you look at the leaf like that, come all shriveled up like that.
Mosaic, no, mildew.
Oh, well, I don't know what kind of disease was. And they went stop all the papaya from coming out from Kona in case go down Puna side.
Yeah, but very few people though plant papayas over here. I seen Hokkaido side. They had some farm, but now the land all that are kind of take care of now.
Oh.
It's about the only area you can grow papaya around because the other side too much rain just like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Papaya not like too much.
Yeah. Like South Kona.
Not
Kapoho. South Kona that are kind, yeah. Supposedly be on dry place from over here down that side. But I don't know, the weather all changed now, so.
That's right.
Because that kind before time, over here coffee used to, when was it? About August it starts, the coffee season.
Oh.
And then the guys, maybe about a quarter mile, half mile, Mauka, the coffee season don't start till November like that.
Oh yeah.
But now the weather changes so much, all same now.
I remember before they used to talk about the school kids, they don't start school till when? Before time,
Yeah, when I was in high school. Yeah. This they started only, 5 years ago probably. But when I was in high school, that kind, we started in August.
School?
No, November. And we finished in August. That's why you go to university, you no more vacation. Because September started.
Yeah.
Maybe you get about 2 weeks, but you gotta register already, so.
No sense.
No more vacation.
That's right.
So a lot of, when coffee was good, like my brother guys, they had to go university from, they gotta take the spring semester in February.
Oh, so they get vacation, eh?
No, they gotta pick off it, yo. Oh. You gotta pick off it first, and then go university.
Oh, I see.
And when the, if your family maybe get that account when they are little bit kids, and they depend on the kids for pick off it. So you go on a spring darakai semester.
Oh, and you cannot go fall time.
Well, darakai, some of them like that, they only used to go springtime.
Yeah. Oh, man. But how many months you first go to school then?
Same amount.
Same amount.
Just the dates.
Different. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes hard, no?
Yeah, especially when you used to go Hilo like that, we see everybody, you know, they stay on vacation, playing like that. Us, we never did get that kind of summer vacation.
Yeah.
You gotta work like that.
But like, if you used to do it, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The battery don't look too good.
Yeah, we might as well use the other
record. Yeah.
And that kind of, when you folks going back Hilo like that?
When you finish.
Today.
Today.
Yeah, we gotta go back. Eh? She gotta
and how many more folks you guys gonna interview?
Oh, as much as we can get.
Gotta hope no rain. Eh?
Yeah.
It's gonna rain.
So far, not bad.
Yeah.
Cooler.
When you first came over?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
At lunchtime.
Hard, eh? We can go up there. More up.
Which side? By the store side?
No. Yeah. Above the store. Above the store place.
Mm.
Yeah. It was just in, right outside.
Of the sign?
Yeah, right outside the sign place. Yeah.
Oh, you're going this side.
Yeah.
A lot of the people are picking coffee today.
Oh, yeah. No wonder nobody stay home.
Yeah.
Oh, you first.
They all pick coffee on Sundays. No more Sundays. The it's only like folks you can go interview is the hardcore religious kind guys.
Oh.
The guys go church on Sunday.
Can the guys they know.
But usually they don't work here on Sunday. So they come back, maybe in the after lunch like that.
Yeah. Oh man.
So not gonna have too much people. Over here the people grow coffee. I see plenty coffee field.
Well, there are kind of, you go this side, yeah? A lot of them, coffee farmers like that.
Oh.
But plenty of people over here now, they move, you know, from Honolulu mainly like that. Young people like that.
They come over here.
Yeah, they work over here.
Holidays, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They come, a lot of hippies over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, they go get houses like you folks guys.
Yeah.
And you know, we think it's local people, we go inside. Oh, like them,
eh?
Yeah. Like, goddamn, how is it? Last night they steal my mother pumpkin out on the road.
Oh.
Yeah, they come take any kind. Like our field over here, we get a lot of fruits like that. Eh?
Yeah,
we used to sell before time, but now only my mother and father. So.
That's why they like corner because corner is hot. You don't need too much clothes, don't need too much shelter.
Yeah.
And get plenty of fruits, eh?
They come, take banana like that.
How do people like the hippies over here?
I don't know, Daraka. Before time, you know, they used to make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
I remember when I came back on vacation in 69.
Yeah.
Local people used to get in fights like that with them too.
Yeah.
But now they no bother.
Yeah.
They just make them go their own way like that.
Yeah, that's right. Even before in Hilo, nothing about
it. Still get plenty over there?
Not too much, you know. Mm. You know, before, I used to have plenty, yeah? To hear every time about the hippies. No, not too much. Most of them, they live in Hawaii a long time, so people don't think they're hippies no more.
Yeah. Well, my friend, you know, he get one land, he get some macadamia farm about 1 mile from the road.
Oh.
About quite a mile toward Kailua side.
Yeah.
And they get a whole bunch of them up there, but they're really hardcore hippies, the guys. They hardly come down, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of them, they work.
Yeah, but these guys, they just live off the farm, man, like that. And They live with the kind of old Filipino men's bachelors up there.
Oh, help them too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like out in Puna side, you know, plenty of them, they go work papaya field, they go live, you know, with other people, they go help them, huh? And my grandfather.
That's why the Rakaing, oh, you like grass over here, plenty of it.
Yeah.
They grow it up there.
Oh, so good, eh?
Oh, yeah, up there. The guys, they really take care of the farm too, boy. They take care of more better than the coffee farm.
Oh, yeah. Good, eh? So can they like
it? Yeah. They go up there, you know. They just give you, like, they just broke them, they give you.
Oh, man. Well, coffee hard time for pig too. Oh, man, more easy as the grass. So get plenty then, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, they don't come out.
Yeah, the kind, the kind. Get local kind. They stay way down Miloli side.
Oh, yeah.
Mauka side in the forest.
Oh.
One time, I went go with my friend over there. He said, from Honolulu. Yeah, this guy was overseas with me. He said his brother living someplace around here, but he don't know.
Oh.
So like we start asking around, and then Darakain, they tell, oh, get some, you know, local kind, you know, kind of rare, you know, local kind, hippies. So they told they live in Miloli side, so we even go down there.
Yeah, get plenty local kind. You know, they don't like work, so they go down, live by the beach, they catch the fish. I don't think he'll get too much because the fish not too good, like
yeah, no more too much fishing ground is over there.
Yeah, like over here they get the kind of fruit, guy's mom.
That's why all the hippies, now no can get opihi boy down here.
Oh yeah, they
get opihi. They go sell them.
Oh yeah.
One time I was watching them, you know, us guys always hang kind,
yeah.
The guys, they get, they shock the opihi, you know.
Huh?
They shock them. They get one long pole, the wire. They get one metal front. And then they get, for the handle, you know the kind of flashlight?
Yeah, yeah, they make the kind of
they put the flashlight on. They just touch on the opihi falling in the net.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of smart. I think they're going to revolutionize opihi picking over here. They sell them to the market, get money.
The thing don't affect the opihi.
No, you just, I guess you shock them and the thing just fall off.
Oh.
You know, sometimes.
The thing cling, guys.
Yeah.
That's right.
The guys, they, I don't know though. Then they take all the ama crab too.
Oh yeah. That's why.
Oh,
huh?
Before time, oh yeah, right down over here.
Yeah.
Like us guys, we go pick opihi, only we pick enough for cow cow. Like
that's
that.
Right.
We eat the fresh kind, you know, like the kind, freeze kind, like that, preserved kind. Oh, but now, oh, when get opihi.
Yeah,
when now get opihi, me, I pick them all too because I throw them in the freezer. Because you leave them, no sense, the howlers go pick them. Eh. That's why the Hawaiians, they made like hell, you know, down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If the howlers, they eat them, not too bad, you know. But they pick them and they go sell, make money. Oh, they blow up the Hawaiians, oh yeah.
And I bet you they go sell a fish too, eh?
Oh, yeah.
That's my heart.
Man. Right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, Bombay go come like Hilo too, boy. The fishing ground too. And guys, they bring the scuba tank and, you know, bust up all the hole like that.
Oh no.
The lobster hole. Before time, we used to go hook lobster, you know. No need go in the water. We hook them. No, Darakai. We used to just put one big lead on the fishing line. Steve kind of pole though, we used to get. And then we just cut up the fish or something. And then throw them inside, just sink them because we know where all the lobster hole. Eh?
Yeah.
So we just put them down, hook them up, hook 2-3, come home, pull it off.
Yeah. Yes,
all the other kind. But now, they bust them all up, man.
They catch them just for catching and go sell.
Even the young kids nowadays, they're not too swift, man. They bust them all up the hole.
Then Bombay, they're going to cry. So yeah. No more.
So about 10 years from now, yeah. Everybody realizes.
No more. That's what happened all over the place. Mm. You see, even Honolulu, fish all polluted the water.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kind of all hit marine base or whatever.
Is that a kind? My friend used to work medicine. He used to go catch a kulila, that plane, you know, come yeah. in the pier. Papiola, that. But, oh, you eat the fish, you know, get so much oil in the water. The oil all in the stomach, yeah, of the fish. So when you cook them, like you fry them or pulihola, that, you can smell all the oil inside the fish.
Yeah. So, no, oh, no, eh, yeah. You know, like eat already.
No can beat the fish over here though, Kona.
Yeah.
You go Liu, South Pacific eh? Like that, no more ono the fish.
Yeah.
Even Samoa no more ono the fish.
Because the limu, eh? Mm. Man, that's good. We can plant a limu too, eh?
Yeah, now you look, no more fish, so I plant a limu. The fish, a little
Before
bit.
The fish used to eat the limu, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You know why? Over here no more reef.
Get reef like that.
Not too much coral reef, though.
Yeah, no more too much. You go the Arasai, Kailua side, maybe
oh,
you get.
Oh, plenty over there. Yeah.
Man. But over here, fish, right around this area, South Kona fish is the best fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You eat the same kind of fish, like manini, moi like that. You go catch. You go down Kailua side, no more fat the fish. Not like, oh yeah, the other side plant is sand, eh?
Ah,
like,
yeah.
No can beat
well,
the
like
land.
Over there, huh? They don't give the fish chance to get fat, eh?
No, still yet, you know, get some virgin kind of lands, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you pass the old airport side.
Yeah, yeah.
You go with boat, you go that side.
Oh.
But the fish no more on over there. That's the kind, oh, sand kind of place, eh?
Oh, plenty people, they get fishing boat now, yeah?
Yeah, especially in Kona, everybody, boy, that kind, almost, they get boats.
That's why hard, yeah.
You need boat now, though. But
that's right,
to
because the fish don't come inside, eh?
Mm.
You gotta go outside, go get the fish.
Oh. That kind, over here, though, still here, though. Like, us guys, long time, eh, we stay here.
Yeah.
So, if we like fish, we can go get enough for eat, kind. We know
yeah.
where, eh?
At least you folks, you only go get enough for eat, you
yeah.
know, and then you power and you go back. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. No can beat fresh kind of fish, yeah. No,
right.
No sense you catch plenty, throw them in the freezer and then come out no more ono, eh?
Yeah, no ono, you just clean them and you throw them pulehu or the kind, make them fry kind.
Yeah.
Yes, the ono kind.
That's why darakai, boy. I stay away, darakai. Maybe 1 year like that, boy. Come back, boy. Ooh, fish diet all the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, apple fish.
Oh, yeah. You stay Honolulu, boy. Ah. The kind of market. Once in a while, you go Tamashiro, get fresh kind.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Hard to find. Or if you go find the thing some expensive, huh?
Oh, yeah, no. The fish over there. When I still. I was living in Honolulu a little while. I used to make my mother send me dry fish like that every time.
That's
no
right,
can beat.
Man. No can beat. To like my friend, you know, every time she asks her mother to send her some fish. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, you was born on the big island.
Yeah, Hilo.
Hilo.
Hilo, born and
raised. What part of Hilo you come from?
You know, by the hospital.
Mm.
Kaumana
side,
yeah.
Yeah,
Kaumana. Actually, Ainako.
Mm.
Yeah, over there. Yeah. And then she comes from Kuna. Yeah. Sorry, my family comes from Kuna, though.
Makuakane.
Yeah.
You know more relative, oh yeah?
Yeah.
Jack Makuakane.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our relatives.
Makuakane. That name, that kind of common, no?
One family.
Yeah, in Honolulu no more. Okay.
Get
yeah.
Honolulu. But it's all one family. Plenty, yeah.
Oh, you fall apart, they must get full then, no?
Yeah.
Family kind.
One time they had one reunion, huh? I wasn't home then, I was on the mainland. And oh man, I heard plenty, oh, coming out of the wood, you know. you never hear about, you never see before, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
Makuakane onege, one name inkona.
Yeah, John Makuakane.
Mm.
Well, he died, the wife living with 20 kids. I would just meet him not too long ago.
Jack Makuakane.
Yeah, I never know too good, before.
I don't know, he was way older than us, I think.
Yeah.
Was, but, oh yeah, he used to play basketball, that's why I knew him. I mean, I used to see him. But I don't know him personally.
Kona, get one high school.
Yeah, only Kona one. Kona. Your one high school and plenty grammar school.
Yeah, all over.
Like this one when shut down. Oh yeah. In the 60s when shut down.
After you
then they, I think we was, you know when we graduated, 8th grade we graduated.
Oh man!
Over here, and before then they used to get all districts like you know where that store is.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit further up, maybe about imaginary boundary they used to get. You know, maybe 150 yards. All the families from here to that little past the curve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have to go down here was.
Oh.
Used to be big school kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But
before time.
Before time, but. When I first came Kona, there was. But when we graduated, our graduating class had four guys.